Amen. To take us, amen, and cleanse us from all our sins. Praise. Welcome. Thank God that you're with us this morning to worship the Lord. Certainly hope that God has been good to you this week. Amen. From the looks, it seems like God has been extra special good to each and every one of you. We love you from the depths of our heart. Pray that God would just continue to bless and anoint you. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Psalms. We want to focus our attention this morning on the 34th chapter in the book of Psalms, a psalm of David. Psalms 34, I want to read verses 1 through 4 this morning. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. The psalmist writes, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And delivered me from all my fears. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your word. Father, we're thankful for those who have gathered here today, God, with an expectation to hear from heaven. Father, I pray that you would anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay. God, it's nothing more than an oracle in the vessel, God, for you to speak to us. Father, I pray, God, that you would let that heavenly manna rain down upon each and every one. God, if there's needs in this congregation, Father, we know that you're able to supply our needs. God, if there's sickness in this congregation, you are the healer of our body. God, if there's any person under the sound of my voice today that have not made you both Lord and Savior, Father, I pray that this would be that day that they would invite you into their heart and into their life. God, I ask you now, Lord, to just have your will and way. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. Has God been good to anybody this week? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to bring a message this morning entitled, God Knows How to Deliver. We think of the word deliver and we immediately begin to get excited because we know, as the song says, all our hope is in Jesus. We know where we came from. We know what he brought us out of. David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Amen.
He set me on a solid rock and He established my goings. That ought to be the testimony of ever born again Christian. Amen. That the Lord Jesus has raised from that sinful nature that we were in. Thank God that He does know how to deliver. Thank God that we have been delivered. Amen. If you've been delivered this morning, just give the Lord a wave offering this morning. Just thank Him. Amen. For His delivering power. Notice David, the steps that David took toward deliverance. I know that God does the power. God does the delivering. God is the miracle performer. But I want you to look at what David did leading up to his particular deliverance. First of all, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, that I could accept and have that same type attitude and accept that as a thing of daily routine, that I will bless the Lord at all times, not only when things are going well with me, but even in the face of adversity, even when trials and tribulations seem to be knocking at my soul's door, that even in those times, I will still bless the Lord. I'll bless Him, amen, for health. I'll bless Him for strength. Certainly, I will bless Him for salvation. And I believe that the more that we bless the Lord, the more the Lord will bless us. I believe that with all of my heart. Secondly, he said, I will praise Him continually. Man, this is something that we need to understand and do, that praising God is not just exemplified in a testimony service. Certainly that's a part of it, but each and every day that we live, every day that we put our feet on the ground, we ought to give God praise continually in all our aspects of our life. Everything that we do, everything that we're about, we need to understand that we need to praise Him continually. Then he says, I will entrust my soul to Him. If you have not relinquished your soul, if you've not asked Jesus Christ into your life, if you've not been born again, this is one thing you need to do. This is should be the most important thing in our life, is to make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, and to entrust our soul into His very capable hands. The fourth thing he says is, I will magnify and exalt His name. Thank God for the songs that glorify and praise God. I believe that we ought to adopt these songs. I believe that we ought to take these hymns, these spiritual psalms, and begin to glorify and magnify and praise the Lord. It'll make your day go better. Amen. It'll make your trip to and from work go a whole lot easier if you'll learn to magnify and exalt the name of the Lord. David understood that in most of his psalms, in most of his writings, he was glorifying and exalting, amen, and praising and magnifying the name of the Lord. Fifth today, he said, I will seek Him. Thank God that we still have a group of people that will seek the Lord. Can I remind you that the day and hour that we're living in, if it's going to be up to anybody, it's got to be up to the church to seek the Lord, amen, for deliverance in this world today. You and I as brothers and sisters in Christ need to join together. We need to unite in the Spirit, amen, to begin to pray and exalt the name of the Lord and ask the Lord to come and send His delivering power in the world that we're living in today. It is very important to note that God delivered David from his fears. As I was reading and studying this week, it made an impact upon my life and upon my prayer life and even upon my expectation of God. Because maybe you have not been guilty in doing this, but I know in time past, I have asked for the delivering power of God, and I've prayed, and I've gone through this five-step process and seeking the Lord and magnifying Him and praising Him and blessing Him at all times. And then I pray that God will deliver, amen, whatever the situation is. You fill in the blank, and I ask God, will You deliver those things from me, whether it be a habit, whether it be anger, whether it be loneliness, whatever the situation may be. And I would ask the Lord faithfully, I would ask the Lord believing that You would deliver those things from me. But note, here this morning, David says, Lord, You have delivered me from all evil. Rather than saying, Lord, deliver the evil from me, you have delivered me from the evil. And I began to think about that. And even thinking about that when I ask or petition the Lord to deliver me from certain things, is it I want God to take those things away, or rather do I want me to take, or God to take me away from those things? And when God takes us away from those things, it doesn't matter whether the fears are there or not. Can I give you an example? God didn't take the lines from Daniel. Amen. He took the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he surrounded Daniel with protection. He didn't take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fire. But his power, amen, wrapped them and engulfed them and kept the fire from harming them. When we pray sometimes, God, take it away. What we need to be praying is, God, take me away. Take me away from the cares of this world. Take me away from the evil of this world. Take me away from all the things that are going wrong in this world. God, place your safety net upon me. Help me, God, to understand your will in my life and be dependent upon you. The Greek word for deliverance here means to snatch away, to rescue, to draw out or away from. As I said, the title of my message is God Knows How to Deliver. There are recovery teams today that know how to deliver. There are first responders today that know how to deliver. Where a novice or person that was untrained may not know how to deliver, doesn't mean that we don't have compassion. Doesn't mean that we don't want to intervene. Doesn't mean that we don't want to help in some way. But God began to really deal with me this week. Many, many times we don't know how to deliver folks. We don't know really how to take that pain away from folks. Sometimes as Christians, we'll put an arm around them and we'll comfort them and we'll pray the peace of God around them. But when it comes to actually delivering them, there's very few of us today that know really how to deliver one from their fears and from their situations. But I know a God, amen, that can deliver. I know a God that knows how to deliver. I know a God that will deliver if we'll put our faith and trust in Him. And sometimes the way to deliver is absolutely to snatch away and to pull away from the torment, from the fears, from the anxieties, from the things that we face. David said, Lord, I want you to deliver me from all my fears. All my fears. God knows the fear that comes into our life. God knows the apprehension. God knows the anxiety. God knows the things that we face on a daily basis. Many of us are so steeped in distress and problems and issues, it takes us halfway through the service before we can ever really lift our hands and begin to glorify and praise the Lord, because we come in so weighted down with the cares of the world, so bombarded with things, amen, that we should have left outside the church. When we enter into the sanctuary to go ahead, to glorify and to praise the Lord. And I believe if we would begin to trust God as David did and begin to really petition the power of God to really come on the scene and give us deliverance. Sometimes it's not a comfortable situation when God reaches His hand down and snatches us away from something. But it's because we don't see the immediate danger. We don't see the problems. We don't see the issue, but God does. And God understands, and God knows how to deliver. Amen. When God delivers us, He doesn't just take the things away from us. He takes us away from those things that'll come against us, that'll cause us, amen, to be discouraged, that'll cause us to be many times even afflicted in our bodies by the things that weigh us down day in and day out. My God knows how to deliver. I know and trust God to be the one in my life that I can depend on. Amen. There's a lot of things in this world that you and I can't depend on. I look daily at the things that transpire in the news and in the current events, and many, many people are banking and trusting and counting on natural things in this world. But can I tell you, though all of these things pass away, I still have a power. I still have a comfort. I still have a God that knows how to deliver. Amen. Let me tell you, many times I've tried to explain to God, if you will. I've tried to tell Him the weight. I've tried to tell Him the burden, the situation that I'm involved in. And I'm praying, Lord, if You'll just move this out of my life. Lord, if You'll just kind of push this away and give me victory over this thing. And many, many times we wait for God to move that obstacle and wait for God to move that thing that comes against us. But this week in my prayer life, this week in my meditation, God began to really open up my eyes. It's not the obstacle that needs to be moved. It's me that needs to be moved, amen, where that is no longer an obstacle, where I'll have enough faith and I'll have enough power within me, amen, to simply skip over that obstacle or go around it, amen. There's nothing, amen, that can interfere with us if we're truly sold out to God, if God is really moving in our life, if He is first and foremost, like many of us testify that He is. It's time that we begin to live that way and trust in God and depend on God for every issue in our life. God knows how to deliver. Many, many times we place God on a time schedule. God, I need You to do this by Wednesday. I need You to do this by this afternoon. How many knows that our time is not God's time? Amen. Many of the instructions that we give to God are faulty. Many of the things that we request God to do, we have not analyzed them, we have not studied them, and we certainly have not consulted the Holy Spirit. We just see it as a problem. We just see it as an issue. We just see it as an affliction. We just see it as a pitfall. And all that we're concerned about is getting it out of my life, getting it away from me. But I begin to think this week, and I begin to pray, and I begin to ask God, Lord, I could spend every day of my life finding something that I needed You to take away from me. I need You to remove this out of my life. I need You to purge this out of my mind. God, I need You to help me today, Lord, to move every obstacle. But I begin to think God knows how to deliver. God knows the things that bother us. God knows the things that sometimes stymies us and draws our attention and draws our spiritual walk with Him away. And we begin to focus on things in the world and things that are coming into our life. But when God delivers me, come on, I said, when God delivers me, not when He takes that away from me, not when He moves that out of my life, but when He moves me away from that, when He moves me out of that situation, and He begins to let me know that I can put my hand in His hand, I can trust Him every day of my life. Let me tell you, if you're facing anything today, if you have a problem that you prayed about and you can't seem to get past it, if you have an affliction, whether it's spiritual or physical, whatever the case may be, can I ask you this morning, rather than telling or asking God to move that, ask God to move you. Ask God to move you. Move you away from that thing. Move you away from that anger. Move you away from that hurt feeling. Move you away from that sadness and that loneliness. Amen. God, move me like only You can. Deliver me. If it takes snatching me away, if it takes drawing me out, if it takes pulling me away from and drawing me closer, as one Greek definition exclaimed, to draw out or to draw to oneself. Can I tell you, the closer you get to God, come on, I know we're saved, I know His Spirit dwells within us, but sometimes I think we want to live on the edge. Sometimes I think we want to just have God as a buddy, have Him as a confidant. But when we have Him as our deliverer, amen, when we know that no matter how bad it gets in this world, Amen. God is still going to sustain us. Not worrying about where we're going to live or where, what we're going to eat or what's going to happen to this world. Amen. Let me tell you, I do know that this is not my permanent abode. I do know that I'm just a stranger journeying through here. I do know that I have the promise that Jesus Christ has gone away and prepared a place for me. Amen. That where He is, I will be also. I know that God is going to deliver me from the vile and terrible things that are in this world. But I believe that even in time that we're living in this situation, God can still deliver us from what's going on around us. Man, I've heard too many Christians say, man, I get so worried, I get so caught up, I can't even hardly sleep at night because of the things. You need to be delivered. You need to be delivered. Man, I've heard well-intended Christians say, I'm just so concerned, so fearful of what's going on in the world. I just don't know what's going to happen. Let me tell you, this world's going to come to an end. That's not my prophecy. That's the Word of God. Amen. You need to be delivered. Glory to God. If you can't find peace and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to be delivered. If you're worried about your body, if you think you're always having sickness and affliction and you can't get any better, amen. A lot of that, God needs to purge that. Let me tell you, the Bible tells me that God is the healer of the body. Who better to heal it than the Creator of the body? Amen. God knows how to deliver. God knows when the pain gets so bad. God knows when we can't even lift ourselves up. But if we'll put our faith and trust in Him, God has never failed us, and He's not about to start now. He knows how to deliver. Take my fears away from me, God. Or how about this? Take me away from my fears. Brother, it's just in the words. No, it's not. It's in the mind. It's in the concept. Lord, take my fears away from me. Lord, do this, do that. Lord, deliver me. Deliver me so those fears don't bother me anymore. Deliver me so I can turn a deaf ear to what's going on around me. Amen. I've asked the Lord to turn a deaf ear to the negative speaking that I hear in the world today. Come on, folks, it'll get you upset in a heartbeat. All the negative things that are going on. And what it's caused, it has caused animosity between people. It has caused divisions in churches. It's caused division in families. It's caused divisions in neighborhoods. It's even causing divisions in our school. And the devil is saying by sitting back and having a heyday with this. But let me tell you something. God, whatever the turmoil that is around me, whatever the problems, whatever the things that are going on, God, just deliver me from it. God, pull me out of that, God. Where it doesn't faze me anymore. Where it doesn't come against me. All of my fears, God. All of my anxiety. All of my stress. All of my anguish, God. Remove me from that. Hallelujah. Give me peace of mind. Because God knows how to deliver. He doesn't always deliver the way that we think He does. Amen. Can I get a testimony? Amen. How many of us have seen God move and operate and things that we'd have never thought would have happened? But God knows how to deliver. Amen. I've heard people say, I've been praying about this for years and years and years. Amen. But God knew when to deliver too. Not only does He know how to deliver, He knows when to deliver. And it's always exactly right. Amen. God doesn't need my opinion. God doesn't need my interaction. He doesn't need my instruction whatsoever. If I'll just put my faith and trust in Him, I know that God will deliver me. Amen. 2 Peter chapter number 2. As David, in many cases, was affected by those around him. We read many of his psalms that he asked the Lord to take care of his enemies, to drive them away, to purge them, to annihilate them in some instances. We know that David was affected by the backbiting, by the enemies that wanted him dead, by even some of his own people. But I believe David learned something. I believe he learned that, God, if you'll just deliver me from all my fears, from all those who don't like me, from all those who speak negative things about me, Lord, I'm not going to pray that you'll shut them up. I'm not even going to pray that you'll take vengeance upon them, because that's not my job. I'm not a judge. But God, what I am going to pray, you deliver me. You give me a mindset that I'm not affected by what people think. You give me a mindset that it doesn't have an effect on me about what's going around in the world and what the situations are. Because my faith and my trust is not in things of this world. Amen. My faith and trust is in Almighty God. Hallelujah. David had these things. But I believe he learned that God knows how to deliver. In 2 Peter chapter 2, I want to focus on verse number 9. The Lord knoweth how. Would you say that with me this morning and mean it? The Lord knoweth how. Does that mean He needs my input? No. What He needs is my faith and my trust to place it into His hands. The Lord knoweth how. How to deliver the godly out of temptations. Amen. When we say that we are godly, what are we saying? Are we lifting ourselves up? We're lifting the Spirit of God up that is within us. To say that I am godly is not patting myself on the back. To say that I'm godly is saying that I am dependent on God. I trust in God. I believe in God. And I know God knows how to deliver out of temptations. And listen to the last part of that. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. God knows how to deliver. And He also knows how to reserve the unjust for punishment. God doesn't need me to say, God, would you straighten them out? Doesn't need that. Amen. But He does see the godly. He does see the godly. He delivered Noah and his family and his in-laws and destroyed the rest of the earth. Was that just luck? Was that just coincidence? God knows the godly. He knows those who are faithful. He knows those who trust in Him. There was a place, Sodom and Gomorrah. The conversation was evil. Everything in that city or those cities was evil. But God saw righteousness in the midst of all of that perverseness. Can I tell you, church, let's pray for those, but let's don't let that bring us down because we see perverseness in the world. Because God sees the just. He sees the godly. He sees the righteous. God will deliver us. I believe that with all of my heart. He will not put more on us than we're able to bear. That's His word. I believe that God will see us through terrible times. Things may be falling down around us, but we have a God. Amen. We have someone that we can trust in. And God knows how to deliver. Thank God that He knows how to deliver. And reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So, the essence of this message, changed my prayer life. Changed my expectations. Always have expected God to deliver. I've expected God to, because that's the reason that I pray, because I know God can do it. And I know God will do it. I prayed for healing and God has healed my body. I prayed for deliverance and God has delivered me. I prayed for God to move in my life and in my family, and God has done that. God has done it time and time and time again. But David said, I was young and now I'm old. Never once has he seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. God began to speak to me. Have you not learned anything during your time of your relationship with me? Are you constantly coming to me about these issues, about this situation, about this problem, about this obstacle? Do you not know that when I deliver you out of all those things? I believe there comes a time of Christian maturity when we don't fall for all the little tricks of Satan, all the little things that he comes against us, because we know that we have a God that delivers. He's delivered me. Hallelujah. He's delivered me. That's the reason that we can lay our head down on our pillow at night. When years and years and years ago, I could not. So many times I was afraid to go to sleep because I thought that I would never wake up again. That doesn't bother me anymore because I have peace within my soul. Amen. Because I know if I go to sleep in this world and I don't wake up in this world, I have a heavenly home. Amen. God has delivered me from that fear. God has delivered me from that mental anguish. God has delivered me from thinking that I've got to please everybody in this world. I thought I had to do that when I first started pastoring, but I found out that God didn't call me into pastorhood to please everybody. He called me to preach the word. He called me to point people to Him. He calls me to preach salvation. Amen. Not in my name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And He's given me comfort over that. He's delivered me from that. He's given me that ability to trust Him no matter what situation befalls me or comes to face to face with me, because God knows how to deliver. But I want to ask us this morning, do we know how to be delivered?
Amen.
Do we know how to receive His deliverance by faith? Or is it just one thing after another that we're constantly taken to the Lord, taken to the Lord, taken to the Lord? Now understand, we have scripture that says, bring me every burden. We know that. But I think at some point, God expects us to be above some of those things.
Amen.
Rather than God continue to deliver those things out of our life, wouldn't it be better if God just delivered us? Where that doesn't worry me anymore. That doesn't bother me anymore. I can go on about my business. Amen. I can go on praising Him and exalting Him. Amen. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will praise Him continually. I will entrust my soul to Him. I will magnify and exalt His name. I will seek Him in prayer and meditation. Amen. And God will deliver me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just as He delivered the Israelites time and time and time again. Man, and it's, you know, they were always outnumbered, but they always had God on their side. Let me tell you the one thing that we cannot do today. We cannot push God aside. We must make the Lord both Savior and Lord of our lives and be submissive and obedient to His will, because He knows how to deliver. He knows how to deliver. Many, many times we sit in a hospital, under a doctor's office. The news is not really, really good. We often say, why, Lord? Why is this happening? Why is there so much pain in my life? I've heard people say, Lord, I've served You all my life. Why am I going through this? Listen, God knows how to deliver. But again, I can't say this enough. He does not always deliver that out of our lives. He delivers us from that. Do you understand? Do you understand that even in the face of adversity, you can still be delivered? Even as the song says, that even when you're facing death, you lift up both of those dying hands with a tear running from your eye. Because you know that you are delivered. And when you know that you are delivered, that is an armor that Satan cannot penetrate. Amen. When you know that God has delivered you from all your fears, from all your anxieties, from all of your situations in life, amen, then whatever you face, God is going to be your deliverer. Do we know how to be delivered? Do we know how to accept that by faith? Do we know how to put our faith and trust in Him day in and day out? If not, read the many, many times that God has delivered. Time and time again. I looked at the words in the Strong's, and I didn't count them because they were too numerous. The word deliver can be found time and time and time and time again. And can I tell you today that with the great news that God is still delivering in this day and hour that you and I are living in.
Amen.
Whatever problem, whatever issue, whatever situation, let God deliver you. Would you stand? Every head bowed.